This is the Padua Podcast Network.
So, just to make sure, yes, they have two pair, a left and a right, so I can use them on both feet. Running a Fever, episode 191, Adidas Powerlift 4, unboxing and review. Okay, let's get this thing open. Comes in a nice white Amazon bag with the little arrow swoosh on it. And I no longer, my pocket knife has been lost somewhere, probably in Mississippi. So I'm using what's commonly known as a box cutter to open this plastic and my bare strength here. Oh, the joys of opening packages from Amazon. Yeah, they really wrap this one up. So they figure it's in a box, and so they don't have to put it in another box. So they just wrap a bag around the box. And it's a little bit too big for the box. All right, got some junk here. Keep the area clean. Do away with that. And so, okay, we got a nice box. It's all black except for the Adidas logo. Nothing but the Adidas logo on there. So let's open her up. This is the Powerlift 4, and I chose a nice blue color because blue is the color for 2019, in case you haven't heard. Now, the thing about weightlifting shoes is you can use any shoe, but a good weightlifting shoe is going to have a pretty much flat sole. It's not going to be like a running shoe. It has to have a flat sole, and that gives you a stable platform. You don't want to be bouncing up and down when you're lifting the weights. You want that to just be a very solid thing. Some people use, you know, the classic Chuck Taylor Converse All-Stars. They use those and they use the high top version, or some people use wrestling shoes. But anyway, these are specifically made for weightlifting, and they have a nice Velcro strap at the top, and that helps keep you secure, I guess, in case you're like moving around and sudden moves with a lot of weight or something like that. Otherwise, it's this really nice blue color. It's like a sky blue, I guess, or something. It's got Powerlift on the back of it. Nice Adidas logo there too, with a sort of bootstrap type thing. Even though it's not a boot, it's really a low top shoe. Feels like just a very tough canvas to it. And of course, it's got the Adidas stripes only on the left side. And of course, it's got laces and the Velcro strap. So you get plenty of security there. And the bottom, of course, is just flat. It's basically a solid slab of rubber. It's got a few little hexagonal, it's got this sort of hexagonal pattern on the bottom and the Adidas logo, but they're very shallow. It's not, there's no spring to that. It's just a solid piece of rubber there. So this should provide really stable support. It's not something you want to use walking or running or pretty much anything else except weightlifting. So just make sure, yes, they have two pair, a left and a right, so I can use them on both feet, and hopefully I got the right size, because it's actually been a while since I ordered these. Okay, this is 10.5. All right, well, that's my street shoe size, basically, because one of my feet's a 10, the other one is a 10.5. So this is my street shoe size, so should fit. So let's go ahead and try them on. All right, go ahead and lacing up. I'll do the double security. I'm lacing up and I'm putting the Velcro strap on. And they are definitely, feels like the right size. So it's got them on. They feel really good. Well, there you see my stylish new Adidas Powerlift 4 running shoe, weightlifting shoe, all right? Specifically designed for weightlifting. And I tied up the laces and used the Velcro strap and walking around in them. I got the walk-in blues. So I am doing a test here. I do have my dumbbells. And so I'm gonna give you a little side view of what they look like underweight. And I'm gonna do, let's do a little squat here. There you go. So maybe you can see what those like are like under pressure. And I'm definitely going to give them a tryout as soon as I get back to the gym, which, by the way, will be in a few days after the biometrics screening. So there you have it. Hope you enjoyed this review of the Adidas Powerlift shoe. If you got the fever, keep it. If you don't, then catch it. And we'll talk to you next time on Running a Fever.